You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I start by asking her about how she said that New Zealand should take a bolder stance on human rights abuses in China back in 2018. And I asked her, has anything changed? And did she think a bolder stance had been taken?
No, I do. I do still maintain that we need to take a far stronger stance on human rights abuses, not just committed by China, but, you know, by all of our trading partners as they occur. So, you know, whether that's condemning Donald Trump's caged children along the border, whether that's China, but certainly, you know, trade can also be a means for us to make that clear. So New Zealand does need to show its independent voice on the world stage, in particular when it comes to atrocities as serious as what we're seeing China commit.
In your opinion, what would a bolder stance look like? Has there been any stance already?
I can't recall us calling out what's happened to the Uyghur Muslims, and if we have, then missed it, and that kind of goes to show that it wasn't particularly loud. We have a range of forums, whether that's through the United Nations and other Asia Pacific forums, to raise these concerns and to state them in a bold and clear way. We also have trade, obviously, as a means, but being a small trading partner, the argument is that we wouldn't be making enough of a dent to make that worthwhile. But of course, we can also join with other allies and other trading partners to make the point. It's not just that we can stop trade per se, but it's kind of making a stance in some of those forums and making it uncomfortable enough and setting the record that this kind of thing doesn't go unnoticed. Mm. Of course, we can also, you know, raise our refugee quota and actually get people out of situations where their immediate remedy is probably more to be able to be removed from a situation of danger.
Where would you say the line is? When, in your opinion, do politicians and leaders have to say, what this particular country is doing is unacceptable to us and our values?
When you look at human rights abuses, there is a line that then goes into international criminal offending. So something like what's happening to the Uyghurs is arguably a crime against humanity. It could be genocide. It's unclear whether the aim of it is to destroy that population. But there's been investigations done, and it certainly crosses the line into persecution. So, you know, there are standards, and I think in the case of a mass crime like this, certainly the line has been crossed.
You mentioned the United States before, and that's a country that our government has been quite quiet about. And just last month, a whistleblower report in the United States said that large numbers of migrant women held in privately run facilities that imprison undocumented immigrants received hysterectomies that they didn't want and weren't medically necessary. In the last leaders' debate, the Prime Minister said, "We work with who is democratically elected," but what do you think the reasoning is that we don't call out this behaviour?
Yeah, well, I mean, the reason I raise the United States is that I think our position in siding so regularly, or in some cases that means being silent on issues when it comes to our traditional sort of allies, actually ends up undermining our independence when we do call out a nation state, say, like China. So we do have to make sure that we're seen as an independent voice on the global stage. You know, we're in the Five Eyes. We spy regularly on our Asia Pacific partners for the likes of Donald Trump. And so, you know, when we then turn around and call them out, as opposed to some of the mass abuses that are being committed by the United States, sometimes the UK and others, it doesn't look quite like we've got the best interests of the victim community in mind as much as we are just siding with one or the other sort of global powers. The crimes that have been committed along the US border are incredibly concerning. They are mass crimes. You know, there are children being separated from their parents and kept in cages. There are women being forcibly, undergoing essentially forced hysterectomies would qualify in international criminal law as genocide if the purpose was to destroy the population. I'm not saying that it is, but you know, it's serious. It's a really serious thing to be experimenting on people and essentially preventing them from having children in the future. So we do have to call it out, and I think the fact that somebody is democratically elected, that's not, in my mind, a reason not to be bold when atrocities are committed.
Mm. It's difficult because if we only call out China and not, for example, the United States on human rights abuses, it could be interpreted as racism. What's your opinion on this?
I think we always have to be really careful when we call out China to ensure that, you know, we have to recognise that we have a Chinese community, and let's face it, when racism is on the rise, people don't actually care whether you're Chinese or Korean or, you know, so we actually end up endangering our East Asian community here in New Zealand. So yeah, we do have to make sure that we're calling out the Chinese government.
Yeah.
and be clear like that. We do have to be fair and call out every abuse when it reaches a certain level in the same way. But when it comes to China, it has that other dimension where our communities here end up being in danger, and we have to be really careful to take care of them as well, because most of them here don't actually agree with what their regime over there is doing either.
Yeah.
You know, just as I don't agree with the Islamic regime back in Iran, but in calling them out, I don't want to cast aspersions on the Muslim community here living peacefully and trying to build new lives. So.
How do you think we best achieve that, being able to call out governments when that can have a trickle-down effect in how Pākehā New Zealanders treat that community here? How do we best address that?
I know, again, relating it back to the experience of Middle Eastern and Muslim background people, you know, once 9/11 happened, where it did seem like it was just that entire, you know, whether it's an ethnic group or a religious group that was being blamed for atrocities committed by a few. And so when it comes to calling out a government like the Chinese government, we do have to kind of differentiate and be calling out the regime's policies. But as long as we're actually fair, and in the case of when it was Middle Easterners, you know, we didn't see the atrocities being committed, for example, by the US and allied troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. We didn't, you know, we had decades of that community being painted as so-called terrorists without looking at what was happening, where abuses were being committed by Westerners. And as long as portrayals are fair, we can kind of stand proud and say, yeah, New Zealand is the kind of country that calls out apartheid, calls out nuclear testing when it's being committed by the French in the Pacific. We call out Donald Trump and we call out China. And none of that means that the people from those countries are responsible for the crimes being committed by their leaders.
We're quite a small country, and while we're often put on a pedestal, especially now in the global stage, if we were, as you suggested, to take a bolder stance, do you think it would make a difference? And would it ever be to our detriment to call out big, powerful countries on whom we rely?
I think there's always a role to be played by smaller nations, and we see that with climate change. And if, you know, all of the small nations joined together and actually took bold action on climate change, we'd actually make a huge dent in the emissions globally. So we can't ever say that because we're small, we're not going to do what's right. But I actually think there's an advantage if we do raise our voice in a way that's equal and fair and principled. There's a role for us to play in global peace mediation, for example. Mm. And that can be something that New Zealand, you know, carves out as both benefiting global peace and security, but also raises our stature and ability to work diplomatically with these nations, including on trade. And I don't really think that any nation kind of damages their own economy just to make a point because they've been sort of criticized or whatever else. I think if anything, we would embolden other countries to take a principled stance.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.